Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Game Summer! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and you be at 6:30 and 35 seconds to go right along with it on the Football Thursday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Peter Hoffman, Connor Green, they on the other side of the glass in 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number as we take you up to week 11. The beginning, Seattle and the Packers in the state of Washington. 8 o'clock on your fan, New York City. And if you are from San Diego, please don't call. It is time for us to muse. It is time for us to rumorize. It is time for us to have a little bit of the innuendo and speculation with the hot stove.
Baseball is pastoral. Baseball is played in a park. Baseball has no time limit.
Hey, Costello, this telegram is from Joe DiMaggio. Listen to this.
Sitting on a red hot stove, gonna be fine. Sitting on a red hot stove, it's gonna be fine.
You know it, baby.
Abbott, that's the news I've been waiting for. I'm gonna be a big league ball player.
Yes,
DiMaggio probably heard about my playing with the Cucamonga Wildcats last year.
You a ball player? I don't believe it, Costello. You know nothing about ball.
Oh, no, I eat baseball. I live baseball. All night when I'm asleep, I dream about baseball.
Don't you ever dream about girls?
What, and miss my turn up at bat?
Oh!
And round and round we go, day to day, week to week, with the hot stove. And the hottest of hot names, from Machado and Harper to Kluber and Corbin to Chris Bryant and Andrew Miller. At the moment we see the stove not so hot. The back and the front burners in the off position. But the oven is warm. The oven is very warm with rumors and speculation and innuendo. Of course, the Yankees, the New York Yankees, they always have something cooking, looking for the sizzle of a well-done deal, looking to serve their fan base with the best money can buy. Depending on the time of day, the Yankees will sign Corbin and trade for Kluber. And maybe tomorrow we'll hear Corbin and Paxton, and on Saturday expect to hear Corbin and Jay Happ, who seems to get better on the other side of 30-something. Now you're the New York Metropolitans. And if there is something cooking for them, chances are it's probably something on the Food Network, with the Wilpons watching to see if they can beat Bobby Flay. Fred and Jeff, we want you to beat other major league teams. Metropolitan fans would like to see the Wilpons with the former agent in the kitchen working on a recipe for success. With the New York Yankees, The New York Yankees, it always seems to be with the very hot stove, and with the Metropolitans, a three-step process from the freezer to the fridge to the microwave. When you so want them to use the very hot stove, even the back burners, maybe Andrew Miller, maybe not, maybe Martin Maldonado, maybe not hearing much else. We were hearing from John Heyman earlier today, and he's always a very good spot with the Joe and the Evan program, make no mistake. But what was he telling us? And I didn't like one particular thing where he was sounding very, very confident when he brought up, when he mentioned, when he really, in no uncertain terms, basically thought no way a deal would ever be done for the Metropolitans with Syndergaard and Chris Bryant. And he's probably very, very right about that. But we wanted another opinion. We heard from John Heyman earlier, and he is to be heard, and he is to be respected, that's for sure. He knows from inside. But we wanted another opinion, we did, one from a baseball insider, a reliable source to tell us what he knew about Cy Grom and whether his former agent and now his new general manager would extend him or trade him. And here's what that entire interview was all about.
This interview's over. Thank you. Goodbye.
Well, apparently he didn't want to reveal his inner thoughts. We'll try again another time. Pat Shurmur today for those who root for and follow with heart and soul and pocketbook, the New York Football Giants. Pat Shurmur today with praise for their newest right guard, who was right on Monday night, fitting right in like he had been there all season long. And it was his first game, and we're talking about, and Pat Shurmur earlier today was talking about Jamon Brown and the offensive line from Monday night. Only one sack given up. And the offensive line holding up Eli Manning long enough for Eli to be with his three TD passes. So, at 7:05, right guard Jamon Brown will join us. And we hope for longer than 30 seconds. And Brown, by the way, I mean, you have to take off, you have to count all your fingers and toes. Brown is the ninth offensive lineman to start for the New York Giants this year. The Giants using their fifth starting combination in 2018, we saw from Monday night. So it's been like a revolving door, but Monday night they looked together as one. They looked like a unit all on the same page. And there was one play, and maybe you noticed this as well, and I don't think anyone from talking about the Giants from Monday night even brought this up. But it was a play you may have noticed, because we know the Giants fans were looking in with both eyes wide open to see if the losing could come to an end against a very bad San Francisco 49er team. But there was one play that we noticed with the line on Monday night, and it happened to be with center Spencer Pulley. It appeared a 49er defender had made the interception, but wait a minute, Mr. Postman, was that Pulley pulling the ball away for the Giants to continue their possession? Nobody has told me otherwise. I was rubbing my eyes. I mean, it looked like the 49ers had come away with the interception. And then there is Pulley and a couple of other guys all piling on, and Pulley came up with the football. So we're thinking at the bottom of that pile, Pulley pulled that football away for the Giants to continue their drive. And how about all the upsets from week number 10 already? Cleveland over Atlanta, Tennessee over New England. And, of course, one closer to home, too close, with the Buffalo Bills coming in to the Meadowlands and upending 31 to 10, 31 to nothing it was at one point, and then 31-3 and 41-10 the final score. My goodness, this is why Todd Bowles is very fortunate. He still has a job. I love it when the players say they have his back and they like him and he's a good coach and it's on us, not him. However, they don't respect him. They don't play for him. And that's what the players have to do for a Todd Bowles, who has to know he is a dead coach walking.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.